Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. CopBlock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
And that's the plan, Joe. Throw you in the can, Joe.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. Maurice Snow, a 29-year-old man from Cincinnati, Ohio, has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit for $100 million against a detective and lieutenant at the Norwood Police Department. Snow is accusing the detective and lieutenant of turning his life upside down and recklessly violating his constitutional rights by detaining him without probable cause. Maurice Snow was wrongfully jailed for nearly 2 months on felony cocaine charges, even though video footage would have shown that they had the wrong man. Norwood Police Lieutenant Tom Williams Jr., an agency spokesman, said he would look into the allegations but could not immediately comment on the lawsuit. Court records show Snow, who doesn't have a serious criminal record, was arrested on October 18th and booked on 4 cocaine charges stemming from an investigation by Norwood Police over the summer. Snow was accused of being the drug dealer in surveillance videos that police took of controlled drug buys involving a confidential informant. Snow was jailed and kept from his 10-year-old son for 52 days on a $25,000 bond before his then-attorney, Eric Larson, saw the footage and got a Norwood officer to accompany him to the jail to look at Snow. The officer looked at me and said, "No, that's not him," Larson said. I said, "Let's go downstairs then, because he needs to get out." In other news, San Bernardino police sent a dog to viciously attack an 88-year-old woman as she slept in bed in her home. The woman, Katrina Lambert, claims in court. Lambert sued San Bernardino Police Chief Robert Handy and 3 officers in federal court. Lambert says 3 officers entered her home at 11:30 p.m. on January 23, 2013, allegedly in response to a silent burglar alarm, without warrant or any pressing circumstances. One officer entered with a police dog. He did not announce his entrance or warn that he was releasing a dog that might bite and attack. Moreover, he knew when he entered that the dog was trained to bite hard and to bite anywhere it could on a person's body, Lambert claims. The dog entered her bedroom where Lambert was unarmed, dressed only in clothes for sleeping, lying in her bed, and presenting no threat to anyone. The dog viciously attacked her, biting her on her arm and shoulder, waking her and causing serious injuries, including puncture wounds, severe bruising, and other physical injuries, as well as severe emotional stress. The officer had to physically remove the dog in order to get the dog to stop its relentless attack upon Miss Lambert. Any medical care of Miss Lambert was then unnecessarily delayed. The officers failed to take into account that Lambert has a severe hearing impairment, which the police department knew about, according to the complaint. Lambert blames the city and its police chief as well. She claims their officers are not properly disciplined and that the culture of the San Bernardino Police Department created the belief that it is permissible to unlawfully enter a person's home, deploy the police canine to attack innocent people, refuse to accommodate a disabled person, and delay prompt medical care. That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with taxation and speak out against the violence and the corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. Because all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.